the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The Second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home. Expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there, as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
And I welcome you to the syndicated Second Genesis Awakenings Radio Hour. I am Deborah, calling all angels, the second Genesis Awakening, and a part of the Sustainable Regeneration and Green Platform shows here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And we are live on Boston Worldwide. If you're just listening for the very first time, you can tune in about anywhere now. Dream Vision's got all the bases covered for the international and local and in the America and all about. So you can listen to us just about anywhere. You can listen on your phones, on Alexia, in your car with your Bluetooth. Well, the day is coming into June and in the middle of June. And I've really been wanting to just do a show that would be my random thinking and sharing all these things and experiences and thoughts that are coming through. I have really been deeply being and thinking about my life. And I'm sure many are in these times of the COVID-19 and then all the upsets and all the things that are happening everywhere for this time of chaos and yet finding peace and within ourselves. So in that, my thoughts begin with wanting to express that I know that I'm alive. And my life is in consciousness. Knowing consciousness is God, a presence that knows only perfection. Well, I feel like I'm returning to live that promise from that consciousness of the center of my consciousness, the heart center. And living from that space, I've been being with, you know, there is really a law, like the law of attraction. There's all these laws, and I've talked about them, of the universal laws. But the one that I know I'm experiencing, the life, the law of life. And in that, I'm experiencing more and more through my body this incredible purity and sustaining vibration of my emotions, that when I have these experiences of fear and the negativity of everything about us, this chaos, that I come back to my body, to my mind, my spirit, in this center place of consciousness right within me. And I started to read the second Genesis transformation passage to spontaneous regeneration. And I was reading the prefaces on page 9. And it talks about DNA codes and what we're uncovering. But this one line, it is very dark. It's put in bold black captions. And it says, there are many life phenomena in our modern age that deserves more attention than we are giving them. Just because the origins and the causes are not known or understood does not make them any less effective in our lives. And this unraveling of the DNA codes and the microbial life forms that have presented us with all kinds of answers most scientists would never risk assuming. They might want to, but then they keep it within certain acceptable norms of reasoning and proof. But there is a rub. This has been proven by my own experience. And I'm reading this, and I now am feeling that same, those are my words, of what Adam T. has written in this preface in the book. I too can say, I'm in an experience, and within the right actions can be proven by my own experience too. He goes on to say, why would such a mysterious thing happen to a person? Why? Why would such a mysterious thing happen to a person? Did they have a near-death experience? What could have possibly have occurred to bring about such a shift in consciousness? Well, I define consciousness as, today, in my ramblings, as God within the divine center of my being. So a shift in consciousness. Well, since it was my own life, I was dealing with it and became obviously that it happened not by accident, but because a number of actions I have taken to help usher in the spontaneous regeneration of different parts of my weak, injured, sick, or diseased physical body. In those actions, something vast and incomprehensible also happened to the intelligence of my being. I seem to have had grown smarter, wiser, more intuitive than ever before. I saw things under this radiance of my entire new life, my understandings. He goes on to say, back in the mid-1980s, when much of this began, I was different back then to pull into comprehensible words of others the actual physical triggers that which pulled to the fire of these new bursts of light within my consciousness. And there's black letters that want an accentuation of this to read. But then, as well as now, so here and now, right now, it always comes down to one simple fundamental human truth. Increasing personal, cellular, and human microbial genetic purity. Well, that's the topic is in my random thinking, is how is this happening? I am feeling this wisdom. I am sensing more peace emotionally. I know when the triggers are here, the fears, the false evidence, I like to say appearing real, is all about me. There's chaos. But there is something about how I feel confident because I know I'm the hands that prepare my own food. Because I personally am sharing this with you, our listeners, and my friends, and my family. But I feel that it's a sacred thing. Everything is. And to prepare my food or for those I love, it's always been a wonderful experience. So that gives me a strength that I like knowing where my food is grown. Growing your own food and knowing that plant, that intelligence knows exactly what to do by the DNA of its own genetic propensity to give health to my body, which I, being with Adam, experience it with such joy and peace and harmony. The noise of the world becomes over now, more and more. I hear the noise, and you pick up the news, and it's everywhere. It's this chaos. But the noise of the world becomes over. Anyway, I just wanted to share that rambling. And it's also this week, and the show will be broadcasting on Sunday and then throughout the next few weeks until we go into July. And I want to wish all you fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. I am so grateful that I have a father that is over on the other side, but that I just want to say thank you, God, because I feel so blessed. And I know that it can be so many emotional experiences, the noise of the world. But when you find this place within the center of your consciousness, it can begin to find a whole new reality, a phenomena within you, that this healing can happen. Healing generations, healing time, space. A lot of things are written in the book, and I do just so invite you to get to know the man that I'm saying Happy Father's Day to, and that I get to live with, Adam T. Gardner. And I truly know what a great father he is. And it's different than anyone would ever think that it could have ever been. But the love that he has for his children. And I just wanted to say, as I always do, I love being married to this man. So happy Father's Day. And for all of those that are fathers without having any children or you know, they're fathers in so many ways. And so you just keep sharing the goodness of your soul, your music, and inspiring us all in all the ways that you can show up. So with that said, I've been also being with a very dear friend of mine that it's been a challenge this week as a friend, a dear person, a dear, dear person who is a father to many children, four, and found himself in the hospital with COVID on a ventilator. And I was thinking of and saying so many prayers, and he's doing much better, actually, with all of us combined and all the prayers and prayers for him now. But I was thinking of my friend, Kathy Sampson. And she was one who I lived with in a very difficult time in my life. My daughter at the time, who was alive, who was crossed over at age 16, but she was there. And her daughter, Andrea, and we really enjoyed so much our time together. And a lot of times I would hear this music. Kathy loves music. But I would hear this one song over and over, and I said, "What's up? What are you doing?" And she says, "I'm listening to Peter Cetera." And I said, she says, "Do you want to sit down and listen?" And I was like, just sharing my ramblings with you all. And so I did. And I've never forgot this song. And we played it over and over and over again that day. And it's called One Clear Voice. And I'd like to share it with you. It goes with eating, and in eating a very pure diet for me, and a way of finding that phenomena and sustaining it. One Clear Voice. The whole world is talking, drowning out my voice. How can I hear myself with all this noise? But all this confusion just disappears when I find a quiet place, when I can hear one small voice calling out to me to listen. One clear voice whispers words of wisdom. I close my eyes till I find what I've been missing. And if I'm very still, I will hear one clear voice. I'm always searching for which path to take. Sometimes I'm so afraid to make mistakes. From somewhere inside of me, stronger than my fears, just like the sound of music, to my ears, I hear one clear voice. So in this world right now, this noise, this noise of the world, this chaos, I do say for myself and my experiences and eating a sustainable plant-based diet, I always can come back, and there's so much that is sustaining my emotions. And there is more harmony and love and peace and joy, knowing that I'm getting rid of disease, knowing that the plant kingdom knows to have a clean body. Is a very harmonious, sustaining experience. Eating food out of our own gardens. Growing your own food. And so last time we were on, it was a wonderful show. And I want to thank Susan Whiting for coming on and giving her tidbits of just living and eating out of growing your own food and sharing it with everyone, because there's so much joy and so much energy as I watch her grow younger, her and her husband, literally, with this radiance of being in the fresh air and growing her garden and sharing tips with all of us about the soils and just about composting and just the beauty of being in that quiet place. A lot of work. And she talked about that. Well, why would you want to do this work? And the work goes away. It's kind of like the fear just disappears because you look back and you're getting to eat out of your garden, sustaining yourself. And there is an octave and a vibration that I asked for in what was about 2002 when I asked, as Kathy Sampson was saying this song and over and playing it, and then I shared it with you, one clear voice. So that's my voice. That's my ramblings from the Second Genesis Awakenings Radio Hour, and I'm your host, Deborah Bruin-Tout, and I've got more for you and to share in this episode. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be right back.
Adam T. Gardner here with humanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's medicine wheels, where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's the humanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with the humanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief, it's finally here. This truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle, genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step where we will actually
see, smell, taste, touch, and hear wonders we never knew existed until now.
Catch the Human Accelerator with Adam T. Gardner every Tuesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com, your internet choice for inspiration and vision.
We'll see you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back. I'm your host today, Deborah Bruintout. And with the Second Genesis Awakening radio show, and we're a part of Dream Vision 7 Radio's sustainability and green platform shows. And I just love being a part of that. I've had Wendy Pashon on our show, and that's been really fun. You can catch her shows on Monday, and all about sustainability. And she's just got so much there. And we're getting more sustainability shows. So if anybody else would like to come and share or do articles on our blog for Dream Vision 7 Radio, putting in a little plug here. But it's a wonderful family. And so, yeah, there's so many wonderful shows and hours to be in this where love really is the universal talk. And I really like being a part of that. So, with all that said, again, happy Father's Day and all that goes with that, the love and the appreciation. Most of you, we just want to thank you for just being upon this planet right now in these times. Well, I've been thinking a lot about in my ramblings is keeping the mountains of information simple. And a stand back perspective. That is a second Genesis perspective. And that's also in the book, the Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. And I really do like that because I feel like right now that this is what we're doing. This is what I'm thinking is it's really important to take a different perspective, is to stand back, go within, to get that one clear voice, take time and watch. And I've been doing a lot of affirmations, a lot of declarations and intentions with my heart and really giving thanks to God, praising God for every moment that I have to breathe and to just enjoy one more day. And that clear voice comes in as I find I'm doing that. And so with that, it really is a monumental moment because there's so many mountains around us of information. I like to say, keep it simple, sweetheart, K-I-S-S. And I know a lot of people have said it differently, but I like to say K-I-S-S, keep it simple. So from that stand back perspective, it may seem overwhelming. But when you're feeling that overwhelming, that chaos, it is about living. The command of that universal law, as we start declaring in our own lives and closing the door to disease and sickness and living a life free of sickness and disease. There's so much truth in these words, in this text, as we endeavor to become the characteristics, again, returning home. And that's the other book, but returning back to the garden and having that brings about a fundamentally simple and joyful way of being. So, and one of the reasons I feel is that there's a synergy, and I've been posting a lot of that on my, this year, I started in January 6th. As I was putting my intention, and with everything that's happened with the COVID, I keep thinking, my goodness. But then it really hit me. I mean, like deep in my heart, I went, yeah, synergy. this is what I have, 2020, and there's all these different colors, so colorful. Synergy is better than my way or your way. It's our way. And that's by Stephen R. Covey, such a great friend over the years here in Utah. And our intention for 2020 is healing in all the ways. Health, here's to your health, your prosperity, and the abounding wealth for you. And it begins with that shift in consciousness, with that asking, calling out for one clear voice for yourself. And then you begin looking at some facts. You know, I've done a lot of shows about immune boosting, especially nowadays, because it's right here about growing your gardens and mostly immune boosting foods that you can eat every day. And it's in strengthening your immune system all year round. This is not unusual for us because we've been doing this for Kevin, Adam T, for more than 3 decades now. Me, I'm going on my 2nd decade. And I do love the vibration, the nutrition, eating out of the plant-based diet. And so these foods are easy because when you think, oh, I'm incorporating this in my daily meal, I just am eating it. It becomes who you are, is that perspective. You are what you eat. So you, when I eat this way, I know I'm fortifying myself with minerals. And I'm going to begin with the citrus fruits. Vitamin C. That fights infections and illnesses. And it's not in a pill form. You can drink it. You can get an orange. Of course, all organic, delicious. And I'm going to talk a little bit about getting out and getting some sun. The sun has a vitamin C. It's got nutrients. And it actually is vitamin D in it. And that's good for fighting infections. And not to worry or be in fear, but to enjoy, and I know that Adam and I have been getting a lot of sun in the last 6 weeks. And as we're doing that, we literally will look at each other and we'll say, I can feel this in just giving itself to me, the nutrients. And it's just a wonderful phenomena, like we were talking about, that you get sensitive to feeling good. And that vibration, and just feeling good. Yeah. Green vegetables, such like broccoli and spinach, which they're just jam-packed full of vitamins and minerals, vitamin A, C, E, potassium, and healthy fiber. I eat broccoli every day. I just love it. I've been doing that forever. But I really do enjoy broccoli, and I like to steam my vegetables. And I think I've talked about this, but I only go 3 minutes because it doesn't kill the living life. And I like living the law of life. So it's called threshold energy. And so I like to have some steamed vegetables if I'm not just eating, I just love eating the vegetables. Nuts are also a way to help our immune system. Almonds supply your body with healthy fat, protein, and vitamin E. Yeah. Similar are walnuts that provide a body full of vitamin B, copper, folate, and the vitamins can protect your cells from damage. That's a big one. They can protect your cells from damage, enabling your white blood cells to function in such efficiency. There's spices, which I love, the spices of life, I like to call it. Spice to life, because again, living the law of life is there's turmeric, which is a wonderful compound that can boost your immunity cell activity, enhance your antibodies with such a response. Ginger is so incredible. Both the ginger and the components of turmeric help you decrease your pain due to all that concentration which is in the spice, which is the spice of life. And so, yeah, ginger is also really good for stomach. If you have any stomach ache or things like that, it's just, I love knowing what to eat. And that's you're growing your own food, or you're going and knowing your produce or your people in your local places. And it's just good to get that rich, you know, antioxidants. Oh, thinking about antioxidants is pomegranates. So pomegranates reinforce the immune system through their microbial activity. Pomegranate juice can assist the body in removing free radicals, protecting the cells from damage. The antioxidants found within pomegranate juice may also help protect the body against infection. Huge. And it's so easy. It's so natural. I love that so much. Green tea, antioxidants. And then you have your berries. And I've been putting, and so has Adam T. Gardner. We love our berries. But even during the winter months, It's our insurance, we call it, for health. And so the berries, they're so wonderful with the antioxidants, and they boost your energy levels, protect your heart. For example, those berries contain high levels of fatty acids such as omega-3, omega-6, and all that help maintain a healthy heart. Well, you know, there's so much to share, and I will come back because I wanted to talk about obesity and some of the way we think is being changed with this COVID-19. It's bringing it more and more to all of our attention, and so I will talk about that from Second Genesis perspective. To stand back and just look and keep it simple, because everything, all this information is so overwhelming. But when you look at food, you know, I think it's in all of us that we know it's good for us. The food that we grow, the organic growing your own food and knowing your own growers, finding people in your area that are growing foods, like we've had Susan Whiting on and so many times, and having tips and just having a great time learning together. Well, I'll be right back. I'm on Dream Vision 7 Radio. This is your host, Deborah Bruin Taut, with more ramblings during this time, COVID time.
Adam T. Gardner here with the humanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holer medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle, genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over three decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese, for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2, called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
Bruin Tout, and I just wanted to speak about obesity. I had a very dear friend, like a brother to me, and he said to me, you know, our friend has always been very healthy, and I'm sure that they don't get sick, and, you know, saying that, but then as we began to talk more about it, this friend is very obese. And it's not to say, oh, they're very obese, because I was taught as a kid, and you don't make fun of people. You don't say that person's obese. And Adam and I have had many discussions about this. But now I feel myself awakening, like, so much to how important it is to, as you live more from the plant kingdom, that you begin to see that obesity has become a disease. And the reason for that disease is it's related to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, liver disease, gallbladder disease, certain cancers, pregnancy, complications, depression, and lower your risk, and it can take it away. So obesity is a condition which a person has a harmful amount of body fat or an unhealthy distributed part of their body. It raises the risk for several serious complications. Excess body fat puts a strain on the body and the organs. It can also compromise your hormones, your metabolism, and increase inflammation in your body. So those are the things that everyone knows. And I think it's okay to have a conversation because we love and we care and we want to assist others in looking at ways that they don't have to be sick. We weren't meant to be sick and diseased. And it's become, it's still in the future, as Adam T. has shared so many times with us, and will continue with his reservoir of information and sharing, that you can live a life free of sickness and disease, and it's possible in here and now, right now. All you got to do is ask and look, because you are provided with so much nourishment, and it requires us to what it feels like is a sacrifice or a denial. But each purifying act will accompany you to a transformational characteristic in your physical experience, your emotions, your thoughts, that will always leave you with a desire for greater joy, greater amounts of feeling good. And so it's everything to feel good and to be well and to celebrate as we are growing younger, I like to say. Those of us that are into our days of looking at the way we have lived our life. So it is time you can shift, you can ask, you can have an intention, you can make your declarations, and most of all, you can begin with every bite that you take, being more conscious, is this giving me life, or is this literally giving me death? And a lot of times we talk about death consciousness. Well, we're talking about I live my life in consciousness, knowing consciousness is God, a presence that knows perfection. That means returning and living in the center of that consciousness, which is inside of you. It's inside of me. And that chaos goes away. It starts melting away. And you find the noise of the world not as strong, because you're feeling much more happy and much more alive. And if you do feel that you're going to fight something off, there are herbs, and we've got those in the book. There are herbs that fight infection with the food. And the parasite kingdom, I love that one. And the microbe that we can't even see the attacks from the parasite kingdom. And a lot like what we're experiencing in so many levels of what they're talking about, distancing. And knowing that you want to give yourself a hug, you want to come back to being free. And that begins by digesting some of the things that I'm saying today, if it's new for you. And maybe you've been thinking about this, or there's levels and layers of where this begins. But I would invite you, and Adam T. and I always invite you, to take the plant-based challenge and come on our show as you have began to feel the difference. Notice I said feel the difference, the vibrance, the aliveness coming back to you, your mind beginning to be clear, and there's a clarity, and yes, there is a consciousness and a radiant wisdom that is a part of our DNA. It wants to be set free, not into the false fear, the false evidence appearing real. But there are, it's not divided. You're not at war with yourself anymore. There's no debate, and you find yourself, your mind clearing and things starting to slow down, and you know that you can come to that one small place and that one clear voice. And that small voice is within you, that clear voice, as Peter Cetera sings about and wrote. I think that it's just an exciting time, and yet it's chaos and that. But it's inviting you, an invitation to slow down before you take the ride of your life on the second Genesis awakening, the human accelerator, because your human body will be accelerated and filled with light and such joy as you are partaking of this. So that's my ramblings. And I had one more rambling. We got a call yesterday from someone asking more about our Being Human movie. Well, what I had done is I'd said, I think we need to change the website. And Adam D. said, yeah, I think it's time. So we've done some revisions to the website, the Human Accelerator. And where you can get the Bee movie, you can go there and be looking at some of our changes. But we did get a call from Rebecca, and she's in Florida. And it was just delightful, just a shout out to you and asking us about the Bee movie. So she's got the Bee movie, and she's also got the books. She said she had come to us about a couple of years ago, and now she's feeling really strong. So I'm really excited that to have her join and join in her own life, her own second Genesis. It's catering to each one in their own Genesis awakenings, and we love to hear from all of you, and as you do your plant-based challenge. So go to our website, send us a line, or give us an email, because we'd love to hear from you and maybe come on the show and share more about your questions or your plant-based challenge. And, you know, I'm Deborah, and I'm calling all angels. I love the angels. I've done that forever, a radio show, calling all angels. And I just love angels. And I love the human angels. And I love those unseen, the phenomena, and the angels of the plant kingdom that are giving so much intelligence, and they know just what to do. There's no question whatsoever. So, thank you. And those are the words of wisdom that came to me, for it was time for me to change my diet. It's been over 17 years now, going on two decades, and I know it's possible. So I want you to just know how much we appreciate you, and remember your body. To have a clean and pure body is a harmony and a sustaining that sustains you in releasing negativity from your life. So that's one way to clear it all out. So thank you, and I look forward to being with you next time. Have a great and glorious month.
Join us next time as the second Genesis awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Call in allangels.com. I've written a number of songs, and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your We community. working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.